Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney. All
right. Can you do the Andy look ahead?
Yeah, all right. By the way, I just started standing up.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take. We got James Strebel. His wife is hiding a pickle. We'll find out where. Pat 40 in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Sam Vecenie in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a loaded episode of The Take. Plus, what is Crean doing with IU? We're going to find out. He's going to eat a whole pizza. Two whole pizzas, maybe. Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This Wednesday, we're late for Pat 40. We apologize for that. We'll get him up here in a second. SI.com and the College Football Inquirer. A couple different things. What is it? A Wednesday? What do we have?
It's Wednesday,
tonight?
Yeah.
Do I have the promo sheet?
Is it a Witch Witch Wednesday?
It was a Witch Witch Wednesday.
How about that?
I forget which one I had today. Got to be honest. I forget which one. I had one of them, but I just can't remember. I was hungry. Last night, I had junk food at the Champions
Classic.
You did
get your big pretzel, your little pepperoni pizza.
In fact, let's ask Pat 40. He was there last night. He didn't have as good of seats as me, but that's fine. It's okay, Pat. You know, one day you were up there. We were ninth row, Pat. Tenth row, you know. We were watching the debacle at the end of overtime and end of regulation right up close, Pat. Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, that's good. For the second game, I was press row right on
there. You
side,
go. So there you go.
First game, I had to be a team player and let somebody else from Sports Illustrated have the courtside seat.
I don't like that. Is it somebody we know? Do you mind saying who it is? I mean, come on, you're Pat 40 at Sports Illustrated. I don't like what I'm hearing.
Jeremy Wu, our draft analyst.
He's the draft guy.
There we go. Arm length and things like that that draft analysts get into.
Yeah, well, hopefully he doesn't put Jacob Toppin in his first round. Anyway, so, yeah, well, me and Strebel battled about Toppin. Yeah. Listen, I've had to yell and scream even though I have no voice. Kentucky, that's, you know, you got to win those games. And they're 1-5 in their last six Champion Classic games. 5-7 overall now in that little series. This is a game. You are not only ranked better than Pat, but you're supposed to be better than this Michigan State team. It's not a panic thing. It's just, to me, a little bit of putting Kentucky on notice. If you lose to Gonzaga quickly, you're 3-2. This team is about winning the SEC. It's about being a one seed. It's about playing at the Yum Center. And they're not a young team, right? I mean, Cason Walls is a stud freshman, and everyone else is a veteran who has been in college basketball. Heck, has been in John Calipari's system for multiple years. So, again, it's not panic, but that's a game that Kentucky fans want to win, and they demand to win. And you lost, and Tom Izzo had a couple plays that make your team and your coach look bad last night.
Yeah, I think he wrapped it up pretty well. There's no doubt which was the more talented team. There was little doubt, I thought, who was better and was looked like they were going to win for most of the game. It was Kentucky, and then they just blew it at the end, and that was very much part of just some incredible defensive breakdowns. Because Calipari couldn't handle what Izzo was throwing at him in terms of like an inbounds play and some other set plays, and Cal not fouling when they were down 4 with 40-some seconds left, and they end up dunking on their heads then.
Yep.
I mean, there were 4 Michigan State dunks that, like, you're like, who's giving that up and why? You know? It was just unbelievable to me the way Kentucky found to screw that game up, frankly.
I mean, is there any big picture? Is it just what we have said? I mean, it's kind of an echo chamber. It's a game you want to win. You screwed it up. We know about the set plays that definitely make Tom Izzo look pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Are there any big picture takeaways from this? I mean, Oscar's back, and he looked fantastic. I think that's probably the number one takeaway. Kaysen Wallace was good. I mean, I thought Wheeler had his moments. I don't know. Is there, I mean, other than them just losing this game, is there any big picture thing that, like, worries Pat Forty as he looked at this team in November?
Well, I mean, you know, based on what they have, they can play like they did last night and win, I don't know, 24, 25 games. I don't know what the, you know, the number would be. They, I mean, they'll be fine just based on talent, but that's not what Kentucky's about. It's not what this team's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about competing for a national championship. And do you have the pieces and do you have the coaching to win those games, the close games against teams that are good enough to guard you, like Michigan State was, and teams that are good enough to put some stress on your defense? And we'll see. I just think, you know, and sometimes I still maintain that Cal is like the most laissez-faire November coach I've ever seen. It's like, yeah, you know, we'll figure it out. But, you know, all I heard from like August on is, oh, my goodness, they're, you know, yeah, Damian Collins and Jacob Toppin, they're so much better, and Antonio Reeves is so good, and everybody's so great, so great. And so then you're watching them like, oh, okay, well, I still see Oscar, and I see Sevier Wheeler, and boy, Kaysen Wallace is very good. And other than that, what else you got? Because you're going to need a little bit more than that. And, you know, there's probably a little bit of culture shock playing a Michigan State team that's going to make things hard for you, and they'll learn from it. They'll benefit from it. They'll get better from it. But, you know, there's other teams that can do that to you as well.
This is an old team, Pat. This is a team that's been in his system. I think that's what kills me is after the game, it's like, well, we haven't practiced this or that. And I listen, he's putting it on him to probably keep it away from the players. I mean, Oscar Tshiebwe fell asleep, right, for the one inbounds play. The entire team fell asleep on the other. I mean, we're not talking about, hey, the guy got an open 22-footer. They got open dunks, like thunder dunks. Layups and dunks at the rim. I think that's what makes it a little more painful for Kentucky fans is, you know, this was an older team that got those extra practices for the most part. They did.
Sure. Yeah, no, exactly. The usual excuses don't fit here. We're young. Yeah. We haven't played together. We haven't practiced together. We don't, you know what we're doing. Well, sorry. Yeah. Those excuses are all out the window. And, like, I've never seen a team give up tying dunks that are just absolutely unmolested like that. Two of them. And it's like, first one, it's just, yes, they fell asleep. The second one's like, somebody want to step in and, like, knock this guy over? You know, anything? Somebody? It was amazing to me that they gave up those plays. And I don't know. They looked to me like a team that, you know, was kind of in love with their own athleticism, and they ran up against the Michigan State team. And one of the things I could see quite well from up there on the third floor was how well, like, Michigan State switched and just how solid they were in their scouting report. This guy can do this. This guy can't do that. And that's how we're going to handle them. And, you know, they were ready. And did Kentucky put the same amount of prep in? I don't know. It didn't look like it.
Yeah, now they go to Gonzaga, and they could be 3-2. And listen, again, it's an on-notice. Kentucky fans want to win that game. It's November. I'm not panicking. There's a lot of basketball, but there's some things that, you know, I mean, the Bahamas in the first two games of the year was praise. How great is everybody? Oh, my God, they can platoon again, Pat. And then not the case. You saw some guys, and maybe the lights a little bit too bright there. Did you know I'm a sinner? I need to tell you this. Pat Forty with us. I'm a sinner. I did not bow to the altar of Tom Izzo last night, even though he won, as many sports writers did bow. I saw it up close in the post-game press conference, Pat. Did you bow to the great altar, the statue of Tom Izzo this morning?
I have no statue of Tom Izzo, but do I think he's a hell of a coach who outcoached John Calipari? Yeah. Yes. So I'll say that much.
Oh, man. Tom Izzo, you'd have loved it. And Tom Izzo, after the game, took so many shots at the transfer portal. Pat. He hates the transfer portal. Oh, I took like five. Like, everything was like, this guy, he stuck around. He didn't give up and transfer. This guy, he stuck around. And now look at him. He didn't give up and transfer. So I'm like, oh, well, Tom Izzo hates the transfer portal. So that is out there as well. Just to wrap up Kentucky stuff, what's your reaction, DJ Wagner? We knew it was going to happen, but what was it? Monday, 3:01, we officially got the news. So we know that next year class is going to be great for Calipari, but DJ Wagner, obviously, with all the local stuff, the story kind of faded, obviously, the last month and a half or so, but it is now official. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, massive get for Kentucky and part of a ridiculous class. I mean, I've seen Aaron Bradshaw play. That kid's incredibly good. I mean, they've got guys who are very, very talented players. Now, we've seen before, it's not always easy putting all that together and, you know, winning it all, which would be the expectation. That's the way it goes. Duke's team last night was the best recruiting class in the country by far. They weren't good enough in crunch time against Kansas, so it's difficult, but everybody wants to start with talent, and they're going to have a lot of talent. And, yeah, the Louisville thing with DJ Wagner, you know, whether hiring Milt was legitimately just something Kenny Payne wanted to do or he really thought it might help, and then when they played out there at the fairgrounds and, like, every single former player in Louisville history showed
like
up.
Griff was there.
Like, whoa, they're going all out. And it's like, yeah. Even then people were like, no, he's going to go to Kentucky. And they were right. So, you know, there was – some wasted energy is the way it turns out. I mean, you had to try.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem like there was ever much of a chance that Louisville was getting him.
Griff and Rick Bozich went to an AAU event. Rick Bozich paid $20 to go to that event, Pat. That's how big of an event it was.
I know.
AAU.
I saw him there. Yeah. Ah,
you paid. Did you have to pay, or were you one of the guys that got a credential? Because, they didn't give out many, did they? I don't think.
I don't remember. I think I got a credential.
Okay.
I think I did.
Yeah. Oh, see, you got to go inside the ropes of AAU basketball. I'm sure that was thrilling.
Lovely.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's when you were thinking of other things you could do with your time, I would imagine. But, yeah, I mean, it's the end of a story, and I didn't get the two hats on the table, but I think in the end DJ wasn't going to burn, KP, wasn't going to be burning Milt, obviously, his grandfather, and everything else, and that class for Kentucky is going to be absurd, and you're right. It's go win a championship. That's what it is, whether you're an old team like this year or perhaps a young team like next year. Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Pat, 0-3. Let's move to Louisville basketball. How you keep morale up? This is not a very talented team. We know the offseason wasn't great as well, and now there is some toxicity there. I mean, there are people that are not liking what they're seeing. They're end-of-the-game gaffes by Kenny Payne. So 0-3, are you surprised it's already this and we're not even into December?
Yeah, I am. But, I mean, after the first game, after the exhibition game against Lenoir Ryan, I'm not surprised. I mean, that was like such a shrill, shrieking disaster that everything that's followed is kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But, I mean, the issues are huge, and I don't know whether they're fixable. They don't have very good talent. They have bad chemistry. They have bad effort, and they're badly coached. That's not a very good combination, and I don't know how you fix those things. The staff that they put together there around Kenny, they might need to help him out a little bit because Kenny Payne looks like a deer in the headlights on the sidelines, and, Danny Manning was a head coach for quite a while. I'm kind of waiting for Danny Manning to be a little bit more involved or something. I don't know. I just don't see – and I will admit – I did not get to watch any of last night's game because I was at those other games. But
The first half was terrible, and they were – help me here, Jack. They were down – I'm sure you've seen the – and sorry to interrupt. I'm sure you've seen –
they were down 16 at one point.
Yeah, they were down 16. The first half was ridiculous. I mean, Sidney Curry scored 2 points again. Withers did not score. And then they had – they were down one, Pat, with 24 seconds left, and they just let App State run 13 seconds off all the way down to 11 seconds for no reason. And to me, you got to give yourself more opportunities. There's no reason not to foul immediately. They didn't even like trap. They didn't even like be physical or try to, get the ball in the corner and try to get a guy like Rick Pitino used to turn him over. It was all just kind of, quite frankly, half-assed. The crowd had to tell LLs to foul. That's what happened. The crowd had to, all 3,000 people had to physically, Drew Diener physically had to tell L. Ellis to go foul with 11 seconds to go. And then he puts up the shot that's 0.1 too late. And of course, because things are not going their way, that's terrible luck. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it rains, it pours for sure. Yeah. But still, yeah, that kind of thing, that's not hard to figure out. That's why the crowd knows, and everybody else is watching knows. When you're behind, you foul as soon as possible, extend the game, give yourself chances. And to stand there and not do that, or as you said, to trap and force the ball movement or try to get a turnover, is just, that's coaching 101. I mean, they're the coach at Great House Elementary School, when my kids played there, knew how to do that. So, I don't know. There is a lot of learning that needs to happen. And the schedule gets harder, obviously. Yeah. I mean,
Arkansas. I mean, they're gonna, and then it's gonna be Crane or Texas Tech. I was in the gas bag room, and I was talking to some gas bags there down low, and I'm like, yeah, then they might play Texas Tech. I mean, Texas Tech might hold them to 40 points, Pat, unless L. Ellis catches fire.
What about 35? I mean, that's a bad team. It's a really, really bad team, and I don't know how you fix it. With any sort of rapidity. You know, I mean, it's going to take a while, and I don't know whether it's doable this year.
Well, it's not doable this year, and so, other years, that will have to be the conversation. I mean, I ask this because I don't know, because, there are people that love KP here, and I understand why, and that wanted him to get the job, and they are not going to move off that, especially, obviously, after three games, and of course, no one's thinking he's going to go, but there's now the other side that wasn't too in love with Kenny Payne, and you're starting to hear that, and this was supposed to be a unifying hire, and maybe this is simply, Pat, what losing does, but it does not feel like a unifying hire thus far.
Well, no, losing will do that, and I mean, if you end up 5-25, which seems entirely possible, I don't know what you do. I really don't. And my whole thing all along was, I think with Louisville's heritage of black fan support and black players and everything that's gone into making Louisville one of the proud, basketball programs in an urban setting ever, that if you can find the first black head coach in history of the program, and he's a good head coach, hire him.
Yeah.
The question was Kenny Payne that guy? And we're going to find out, but the early returns are bleak, very bleak. It doesn't mean you give up now, but, I was not opposed to the hire at all, but
yeah, me
there
either.
Was a definite leap of faith that went along with it of, we don't know whether he can coach. We really don't, and so far the returns are not good.
Two more on this. I believe, I'm tired of seeing some of these same guys, Pat. After this year, it's just a flushing of the system has to happen, right? I mean, that's how I see it. It is the full flush of the system that has to happen for U of L basketball. It just is. I just don't need to see Sidney Curry play again at U of L, right? And he's not going to be back in L. Ellis, and obviously there's eligibility, but some of the guys, they've done fine, not trying to be mean. They're college kids, but the program needs to move on from this group, basically, is how I
feel. I think one of the issues with this team is they didn't bring in enough new guys to cycle through,
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of the same players who lost 20 games last year, and you don't have enough good players who came in, and so that's the hand you got. And if, in college basketball in these days, you can turn over a roster, and they really didn't. They absolutely will next year, but next year's a long ways away. I mean, if you're a fan base that loves basketball as much as Louisville's and you're talking about next year on November 15th, that's sad.
No, it's sad. Last thing on Kenny Payne, and Pat 40 with us at By Pat 40, the College Football Inquirer podcast, SISI.com. Got you covered there. All the football stuff, some basketball. Can ask you about the other game last. You wrote about, obviously, Kansas beating Duke, outlasting Duke down the stretch. Here's one thing that worries me, and me and Jack are going to have to go back and cut all this sound, is Kenny Payne, every time he talked, was, early on taking the job was, I didn't need to take this job. I had to be persuaded to take this job. That worries me. a little bit. Like, if I got my dream job, it wouldn't be, well, you had to persuade me to be the afternoon host at WFAN in New York City. That's worrisome,
yeah,
Pat.
I don't really understand the rhetoric there and what the point is. You know, I mean, you would think that you would say, hey, I love it here, and I am thrilled to have this job, and that's it, period, and let's go do it. And, you know, this is one of the exciting opportunities of my life. And so if that's not the stance, that's, you know, I mean, if you go out and you're 3-0, nobody cares. But when you're 0-3, all these things come back on you. And here we are.
You wrote about Norm Roberts in Kansas. What did you take away from that game? Obviously, Derek Whitehead did not play, Duke should have won that, and they could have won that game. Looked like they were going to there. You know, Kansas gets the lead. They come back. I listened to the majority of that game. What did you make of that? And obviously, you got the piece up at SI.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that Kansas did what Kansas does. It didn't even matter that Bill Self wasn't there. They win close games. They execute. They have players who step up. You know, they fill roles that, you know, Ochai Agbaji leaves and all of a sudden Jalen Wilson's that guy. Dewan Harris is the steady point guard, you know, with 10 assists and one turnover and a great defensive player. Grady Dick is the flashy recruit who steps up and makes plays. You know, they just do what they do. And, you know, John Shire said that's championship DNA, and it's true. Duke's incredibly talented, and they had some, you know, 2-3 minute spurts where you're like, oh my God, this team's going to be so good, and then they'd screw up, you know, and take bad shots and turn the ball over, and that's what freshmen do. But I mean, I'm excited to watch where Duke goes, especially as you said, when they add Whitehead to the mix, and they are going to have a lot of talent. That doesn't mean they're going to win a championship, but boy, oh boy, they are low dead with good players.
Last one for Pat Forty. We'll get him out of here, and I'll appreciate the time. The two big games, both West Coast games, USC, UCLA, will have that over on 93.9 The Ville on Saturday, and Utah and Oregon as well. Otherwise, you know, Georgia's going to crush Kentucky, Michigan, and Illinois. That could be a good game. TCU, an unranked opponent. Alabama, unranked. Florida State's facing an unranked. Kansas State, everyone else. This is kind of an off week other than these two big games in the Pac-12. What do you make of the slate this weekend? What will you be watching for?
Yeah, the Pac-12, of course, did what it did to sabotage itself. You know, if Oregon had won, I was going to go to Utah, Oregon, and then UCLA losing took some of the luster off USC, UCLA. USC is obviously still interesting, but yeah, this is just kind of the weekend before the weekend. You know,
yeah,
we'll see.
It is
usually around this time something crazy happens, somebody gets beaten, but for now, I don't know who the heck that would be. I'm going to go up and see Illinois-Michigan just to gather some stuff on Michigan for the next week when they play Ohio State.
Yep.
You know, and kind of appraise them from a playoff perspective. But, you know, this weekend it's very big opportunities for Louisville and for Kentucky. You know, Louisville, you get to that seventh win and you beat NC State, you're feeling good. And Kentucky, I don't give them much chance. I think their offensive line is just going to get absolutely run over. But, hey, you want a chance? You got a chance. Take on the big dog, see what you can do. So,
Kentucky's survival. You know, it's survival, Pat. Kentucky needs to leave not maimed. They need to leave with Will Levis being able to play next week. I'm worried for their health and safety. It's like when Alabama faces Kent State in a bye game for $2 million. Like, maybe Kentucky will stand up, but they haven't been physical since the Florida game, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're an SEC school with the same number of scholarships. You would hope they can at least play without being maimed. They're not like Kent State, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm being mean to Kentucky this week on the football side. My dog's going crazy in the background, so that's happening. Pat, we'll see you down the road. Safe travels. We'll keep following you. Appreciate it. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Yep. See you, Andy.
All right. There we go. Pat Forty with us from Sports Illustrated. There you go. He had some heaters there.
He did. And I'm stunned that he wasn't on the floor for Kentucky, Michigan State. That Jeremy Woo. He had to look at how long Damian Collins' arms were. I think that Pat's right.
No one's worried about Damian Collins.
No, nobody's worried about it. I was.
You know, the only Jack Pilgrim is. That's it.
Jack Pilgrim. You know, you might be right.
Did you hear Xavier Wheeler and Kyle Tucker?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, we got to cue that up in the next hour and a half.
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah. So you can stay up for the entire Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show?
I was listening to it on the way. I called in.
Right, you called in.
I heard Ron before me.
Oh, God, what did Ron say?
He was giving Cal work. He's giving work,
we got a lot from Ron.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, Ron. Ron, shut up, Ron. Shut up. How about that? You like that?
So I talked to our guy.
Andy's too mean. Strebel's too mean. I'm calling
Ron.
Read
me a lily ass white C.J. Frederick's line, would you?
So C.J. Frederick, I don't know if he's gotten out of the Michigan State guy's pocket yet. 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 6 from downtown, 5 points. 4 fouls in 32 minutes. That's it. No rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks.
It couldn't guard a one-legged 65-year-old man, okay? Let's get that straight, all right? And here's another thing. Did anybody happen to see, why was he on the floor over 7 seconds ago and we got a 2-point lead? And why did Cal extend his defense 94 feet without Oscar in the game?
No one else is
on the game. And we got Lance Ware out there, okay? And we got C.J. Frederick out there, which I'll say again, he couldn't guard me, you, or Jack Grossman, okay?
You're so mean, Ron. This post-game show is so mean. Jason Hems is so mean. Well, you guys are just so mean. Now
it's
Ron's calling in. And wait, hang on, Jack. Hang on, Jack. Now Ron's calling in a mid-November game against Tom Izzo. But if Strebel or Ez said something bad about Stoops losing or barely beating a bum like Missouri, you're mean. I'm gonna call Sweeney a redheaded Jeff High felon.
Woodpecker.
He's a woodpecker. He's mean. And now Ron's calling in on a mid-November game on a team that's gonna be in the top 10 the entire year, probably. Okay,
yeah.
That he'll be able to watch down at the camps. He's mean.
I would like
bum. I don't want to hear any more Ron sound.
I would like to see C.J. Frederick guard.
Do better, Ron. I'm here to call. Listen, I've turned over a new leaf.
Oh,
I'm calling bums out. Ron, you're a bum, and I hate to do that to you, but you whined and cried like a bum, okay? You whined and cried and whined some more about how mean Entz was and Strebel were after the Missouri game and Vanderbilt game. And then John Calipari has C.J. Frederick in 7 seconds, and you're acting like the world's falling apart. He's mean. I might cut my wrist if I listen to this show anymore.
I forgot about that.
This show will make you slit your wrist. You're mean. We were great against Missouri. Ha! Did you not see Will Levis do the Dougie in the end zone? It's the gritty. It's not
gritty.
The Dougie.
Dougie was, yeah.
He did the gritty. You're mean, Entz. And you sound like Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Wonder what Ben Shapiro thinks about Trump running again.
What does Ben Shapiro's sister think about Trump running again?
Well, does Jack know about that?
Jack knows about it.
You know about Ben Shapiro's sister?
What do you think?
Jack, do you know about that?
Are you surprised?
A little bit.
I know that Entz Shapiro has an assistant.
Entz Shapiro?
Has an assistant.
He does have an assistant. Yes, he does. Yes.
It's a man.
It's
a man.
A man.
His assistant's a man.
Exactly. A man.
It's like The Office. Jan had
Hunter.
Hunter.
He had the.
You're not a bum, Ron. I'm just kidding. It's our feud. But I mean, come on, he's mean. And you're called an ethering John Calipari for having C.J. Frederick in with 7 seconds
poor
to go.
C.J. Frederick.
Which you're probably right.
No, you.
But you're mean.
Yeah, it's negative. But no, I thought for sure Jack would know about Ben Shapiro's sister, but
okay. I mean, why are you?
Because it's funny.
That's not the reason.
What?
Come on, Strebel.
What?
Shame on Strebel doing this to you. And
what did I do?
Shame on.
I'm not gonna say it.
Shame on you.
I didn't bring up Ben Shapiro's sister. I just brought him up, and then she entered the conversation.
There it is.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Oh, I do. No, I know.
You don't know what we're talking about.
No, I know about. Yes, I know what we're talking about. But I'm surprised Jack didn't know. That's what I'm saying.
But I ask you, why are you surprised? And you said because...
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised with that.
That.
But, oh. No, I didn't want to say... I thought we were talking about the reason why Ben Shapiro's sister is known. I thought that's what we were talking about. We crossed the streams there. That's what I thought.
Texas says, Ron complains about participation trophies. No, Ron complains about participation trophies, and then he cuddles one.
He complains
about it, and then he smooches up on a participation trophy. It's called Kentucky football.
It's the weird dynamic between John Calipari and Kentucky football. That's the epitome of it. You have to handle Kentucky football with kid gloves, but John Calipari, you can be as mean and nasty and ugly to him as you want, but don't do that to Stoops because he tries real hard in the SEC in football.
Texas says, Sweeney, are you going to address the girl who is saying everyone's a racist? Yeah, she never answered me back. Loser, bum, get out of here. Shame on them. That's what I think. I mean, is that clear enough? Do you think that's clear enough? I left any leeway there? Did I leave any room to pivot? No, I didn't. Get out of here. And we're calling them out. So that's what we'll do. I'll look whoever that is
calling
up.
Calling out
and
people today.
I mean,
let's
goodness.
Go.
Texas says y'all going to talk about Isaac Humphries. Yes. Strebel talks about Isaac Humphries next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's going on back
Something's
there?
Something's going you're on. Doing, he sounds
you're doing,
squirrely.
You're doing horrible radio right now.
Yeah.
You're dying on the vine. What's happening right now?
I don't know.
And James Strebel.
I mean, I'm just kind of sitting here and everything that's coming out of my mouth the last 5 minutes has been absolute crap. I don't know why. It has been.
Wow.
I mean, I'll admit it. I need to be better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a big thank you to our friends at RGB Home Theaters. They present the 4 o'clock hour here on The Take on ESPN 680. RGBHomeTheaters.com. RGBHomeTheaters.com. Whether it's hanging a new TV, full, you have a new build and you're hiding all the wires and everything else, anything in between, no job is too big or small, that full theater system, they feature Dolby Atmos. They are owned by engineers is the best way to say it. I've done a lot of stuff. Scotty D's house, the Diener Den, if you will, my place, and many of our listeners. It's RGB, red, green, blue, RGB, HomeTheaters.com. Get that free estimate and bring that theater experience to your home today. So we always appreciate them. RGB, HomeTheaters.com. All right, we need to lighten up the show. I don't know how we do that. Maybe we play some sound. Well, I just... Here's the thing, Strebel. I don't know another way. I feel like I got to get that out of my system.
I
don't know. I know I come off holier than thou, but I'm sitting. Here's my problem. Well, it's twofold. It's just fundamentally easier to do the show here, and our studio always has some issues.
The headphones don't work. Right.
The chairs don't work.
The microphones don't work. Right.
And computers. But I have that 20 minutes when you're not here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get not ticked off, but in a mood, it's not going to change. Plus, I can't breathe. I've been sick for not sick, but you know what I mean.
You've had
congested for 9 days,
right?
And I'm tired of that as well. Okay.
And we were up late last night.
Oh yeah, it were babies, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm an old man. Yeah, I need to go to bed. I understand. Yeah.
but here's my problem. My problem is since I do the show, I'm so engrossed in this stuff that I don't see how anyone can see the end of that Louisville game different than I do.
And not be mad about it.
I'm trying to, okay?
Right.
I'm trying to. And I tried to with other things. This, I just don't understand. And then the conversation around Kenny Payne is a bad conversation. It is not a healthy conversation right now.
It's not. Yeah.
Everyone can say, well, it's just three games, but no one feels that way because they're battling. If you think, well, it's three games, Andy, okay, then why is everyone battling?
Why are they all mad?
Yeah, it's not just social media that's doing that. So
well, they were losing to, like, if you're losing to Power 5 upper, not even upper echelon team, just decent Power 5 team.
It's bottom of the barrel.
Exactly. That's the difference. If they're losing to Michigan State or they're losing to Seton Hall or
Gonzaga
teams like Maryland,
Miami, Florida State.
Miami.
Teams like that, you lose to those teams, you're like, you know what? We knew it was rebuilding.
It's Kenny's first year. We won 14 games, you know, whatever it is.
We beat Wright State. We beat Bellarmine. Then that's not the conversation. But now the conversation
it's bottom of the barrel. And fans know it. And fans,
they do now.
So it's like that's just a conversation that I'm like, guys, there's not many ways to view what's been going on here. They didn't get the talent. They don't have a lot of talent. And right now, Kenny Payne is not coaching well. And so it's like it doesn't mean that that's going to be how it always is, but that's the way it is now.
Yeah, look at things in real time.
But what's, you know, flushing some of the things that they were not able to do this offseason, that Pat Forte brought up a good point. So that is out there. And I'm sorry, I think Kentucky fans want to hear Calipari get crushed after a loss more than Louisville fans want to hear about their coach.
Oh, 100%.
Kentucky fans, if I come on here and I blast Cal, that's like I feel like that's a 95% approval rating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially
I think it's, if I came on here and it's like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, guys.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's just a game in November. You're an old team that's, you know, I mean, you guys, I mean, Strieble, you know this.
Yeah.
And you gloated your ass off over this team.
Oh, 100%.
You gloated, you yelled about it. You had a... You had a big O in that chair talking about a Duthiero.
I did.
Okay,
yes.
That's the safest way. Jack, do you get it? That's the safest way.
We're not talking about Oscar.
No, we're not talking about Oscar.
I am aware. Yeah.
We don't have, the stories around here have not been good. DJ was toxic. And there were people that, you know, I mean, little fans are, oh, we don't care. Okay, buddy. Okay. You care so little that you moved on to A.J. Johnson. You're calling better than D.J. Wagner when there's no reason to make that comparison. If you don't care, you would never say that. in the first place. So that's out there. And, like, I haven't read Eric Crawford's piece on following what's going to be a bad year for U of L basketball. But they're also like there's a place to give some people some work sometimes.
Yeah.
And these guys should be better. Some of these guys should be better, and I say that, I'm like, no, they shouldn't, because I've never seen them be better. And Kenny Payne worries me the last two games. It worries me, and Kenny Payne, it hasn't been, and I'm not blaming him for this. It's just the circumstances, and it's kind of everything, but it's been far from a unifying hire.
Right.
And it feels divisive, and it feels like it could potentially be toxic. And Chris Mack wasn't that, because there wasn't emotion. You could have liked Chris Mack, but you didn't. I mean, when he left, it's not the end of the world, okay? You moved on. You're like, the next coach, hell yeah, I'm back in.
Yeah.
But Kenny Payne brings that emotion. And that's why it's, you know, who's the dope that went to what? Scott Frost.
Right, went to Nebraska, yeah.
That's the gamble. The gamble with Chris Mack was you end up paying him $20 million to lose once to Richard Pitino in the NCAA tournament and be a complete bonehead the last year he had the job.
Right.
But it was purely money. When you come home, it's not that. It's everything else. And I want to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Jack, probably something I'm going to do here tomorrow or something. We need to, there's only five or six press conferences. You know, Kenny Payne's talked a lot about how he didn't have to take the job. And I know if I took the job in New York City at WFAN, okay, it wouldn't be, well, you know, you guys had to talk me into it.
Right.
I wanted to stick around and talk about Sidney Curry and Jacob Toppin a little bit more, okay? I need to see if Cal can win his second title.
What you want?
You know, I need to see if Kenny Payne can win more than six games in a season. Those sorts of dopey things, it wouldn't be... I had a lot of people had to convince me. You know, it's like, we got to, because I want to get that exact sound. So it's just, there's emotion there.
Yeah.
I don't believe people are right, man, that it's difficult to be a first-time coach on the job like this. And again, I know I kind of went back with Eric Crawford And I'm like, Eric Crawford, I love you, but there's no way that WDRB would hire you and then have to train you how to write a lead.
How to write columns.
How to write a column. Exactly. I mean, that's part of it.
How to interview people.
It's like, Diener, please tell me how to do a radio show after you hire me.
Show me, Diener.
That's just – show me.
Show me, Diener.
That's
– it's that – well, it just –
Ugh, we can stop talking about it. Yeah, well, we won't because we got the entire 5 o'clock hour.
Exactly. Well, that and you know, you coming on saying, you know, I was angry or whatever. And, you know, if you do radio, you've been there before. You know, after post-game shows, after Kentucky loses these games, I get on there and I yell and I scream and I'm emotional, I'm mad about it. And then later on, you sit back, you're like, was I too heavy-handed there? Was it a little too much when I called Stoops names? When John Calipari took the podium?
I'm not name-calling.
I know you're not. I'm just saying me.
I'm just saying they're bad coaching.
Exactly. And when I called John Calipari a bum when he took the podium against St. Peter's, I listened to that like retrospectively, and I'm like, in the moment, I was right. In the moment, I was right. And I should have been mad. And then I listened to it, I'm like, maybe I should have gone that far. I'm not saying you went that far, but I've gone that far before, and I've retroactively listened.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
with the Vanderbilt
I'm
game.
Like, oh,
Stribble,
boy.
You said.
I was hating. Yeah. Andy, I was pissed. We lost to Vanderbilt. I don't know the coach's name. I don't know what his name is.
You said loudmouth bleep. Like eight different ways.
I know. piddly ass.
Piddly bleep. And you said all these different
things.
Weird ways to go at Stoops. Like you would have. You were like Blanket Baker.
You might have went
on the field.
Oh, God.
Were so angry that you were,
I was
that you would have went after Stoops. Like that's how angry you were.
If Stoops would have gone out there and done the dead fish on the field, and I would have been standing there, like, doing media, like, doing photography, like Daryl Byrne was last night on the sideline.
Daryl Byrne, yeah.
He had his big camera, Jack.
Yes, he did.
He had a big long lens.
He had that long lens.
If Stoops would have done the dead fish, I would have, like, speared him like Goldberg. Like, that's like, I would have been so mad, I would have speared him like Goldberg, and then I would have been arrested. And then, you know, hopefully Kentucky football would have got me out.
Jack, did you happen to find the Xavier Wheeler stuff, since we're talking about media?
Yeah. I'll get it here in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Texas says, do you think it's possible U of L doesn't win it all this season? Listen.
It might be possible.
There's a couple years ago where I was like, I needed the Giants to win at least a game. Like, I was worried.
Just,
you know,
do
it
something.
Was like 6-7 weeks, and I'm like, they might not win a game. Like, right. I was like, it's on the table enough where I'm actually worried about this.
I've been there.
That they might
football.
Not win a game.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, will Louisville win a game? Yes.
I looked at the schedule today, and I was like,
everyone goes.
They got
Florida,
that Florida A&M. That's exactly.
That's the only game people go to.
You gotta win. You gotta win because it's about to be hard next week, man.
It's about to be difficult.
It's like you look at Florida A&M, and there's a couple other in there before they start ACC play. But I mean, they got like NC State. Not like they're good. Like I think it's NC State and then Kentucky back to back, and you're like, Oh, God. Yeah.
Texas says Mike Pegues got more out of these guys than KP is. That's unbelievable. It is.
It is. Yeah.
Texas says for some reason Louisville is still ranked 116th in the Sagarin. Kentucky now 11th after yesterday. Probably because Louisville's losing close. Ken Pom's like, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You lost close.
1-point game.
But yeah, that's going to change. Texas says it's a lot easier to sell recruits on coming to Kentucky to play for Cal than it is to come into Louisville to play for Kenny Payne. Yeah, well yeah. And we, you know, some of us tried to tell you that. I don't know what to tell you.
4 weeks.
Texas says Kenny Payne has not won those games. Texas says some of the guys I know for a fact don't want to play basketball anymore. Okay, listen, Texas.
Kenny Payne won those
I love you. I can't do that, okay?
Yeah, all of a sudden there's these secrets out right now. Like, well, I've heard these players are reaching out to me. I have players' parents reaching out to me.
Now everything's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All these secret discussions are going on. I know for a fact that Jalen Withers wants to be out of here.
Texas says, Andy, you're trying to push a narrative. What narrative am I pushing? That it's not friendly? You think it's what's friendly around the Kenny Payne conversation right now? How do you think he's experiencing the last few weeks?
He's got to be miserable. He has to be miserable.
How do you think so? I think I'm pushing a narrative. I mean, the guy looks physically starting to get exhausted.
And it's game three.
I mean, they celebrated after beating App State, and App State got their first Power 5 win since 2014.
And Kenny Payne looked like a zombie going through that line. Not only that,
and maybe he doesn't know this. The last two games, he has contributed to them losing.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's a fact. Here's Xavier Wheeler and Kyle Tucker,
Tucker
last night.
How much does this team have to not get kind of rolled into? All right, Oscar's here. Oscar's back. Oscar's going to do what Oscar does. You know, and lean too much on that. Make sure that everybody else is ready to carry their share of the load.
I'm not really sure what you're asking, to be honest.
Is it possible sometimes when Oscar's really rolling to like?
He's a national player of the year, right? And if the best player in the country is rolling, why would you not give him the ball?
No, not give him the ball. I just want to not lean so much on.
He's a national player of the year.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
How about that?
I like that.
I
actually like that.
I'm not as hard on Wheeler. Like, I haven't brought him up today.
No.
I got nothing wrong with him.
He's been the scapegoat for reasons I don't understand.
Him and Kaysen Wallace playing together, I'm good with it. It works. It's fine. It needs to happen. If you then want to have one lead the team with the other on the bench, fine. You can do that. But then playing together, crunch time, whatever it is, like
how many times
he's erratic, but I mean, listen, the other
he gave him a chance to win.
I mean, Reeves, you had your chance. Can't make a three. Can't make a shot.
CJ Frederick
can't make a three. Can't make a shot. Where's Cal going to go?
Yeah.
Where's he going to go? Wheeler saved you. Oscar saved you. It was a throwback. Anyway, we got to take a
Let's
break.
Take a break.
Quick break. 5 o'clock hour coming up next. It's the Take on ESPN 680. Boy, I tell you, that liner's never been more right than yesterday. Trust the experts that we all have used here on the Take on ESPN 680. It's our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com. 812-283-7221. Let's be honest, we're in winter. You pop on that heat, you got that heat cooking, something's not right. You got a smell, you got a churning noise, whatever it is, give them a call right now. They're on call 24-7, 365, 812-283-7221. 221 or BJHeatCool.com. They got you covered. Plus, right now, if you have that room that you want to heat up in the winter, cool down in the summer, whether, of course, this be for your home or business, a part of your home or business, you want to use that room, but it gets cold in the winter, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do just that. Save yourself some money as well. 812-283-7221. BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.